For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Every Thursday, NSPR checks in with the main organizations facilitating the recovery of the campfire. Earlier today, I spoke with Casey Hatcher with Butte County, Colette Curtis with the Town of Paradise, Justin Jacobs with Cal OES, and Deborah Young with FEMA to get the latest. We started the call with an update on FEMA's group sites.
The latest of our group sites to open last week was Silver Dollar, and 55 units in that complex have been had families licensed in of the 61 that are in the complex. The Moose and the Enterprise Rancheria hopefully will be licensing in families next week. Moose is in the last phases of inspections and certifications, and we hope to have 14 travel trailers, families licensed in next week, and also 11 manufactured housing units are at the Enterprise site. This is the time in the recovery that we start talking about preparedness. And we want people to know that it's not just about community preparedness, but also personal preparedness. And when a disaster strikes, you need to be able to take care of yourself for at least 2 to 3 days before you can expect local officials and FEMA to be able to get to you with supplies and some of the help that you will need in those first few days. We're putting together a preparedness message, and we want to focus on some topics. Do you have an emergency kit prepared if you need to evacuate on a moment's notice? Do you have a financial plan? Do you have a communications plan if you're separated from your family members? And you can find information on that in the Are You Ready packet that's going out this weekend. And also you can go to ready.gov. And we also want to encourage everyone to sign up for your local emergency alerts. So go to your county website and sign up for those. One last thing on FEMA.gov, on the disaster page for California wildfires, we've posted some myths versus fact sheets. You can find those on FEMA.gov/disasters, and you can search for the California wildfires.
Okay, thank you. Let's move to Casey Hatcher with Butte County. What's the latest from the county?
The county continues to be really focused on helping residents whose homes were burned be able to rebuild. And a big part of that is focusing on the debris removal. We continue to hear really common questions about that, one of which is how property owners will be notified when their lot is certified clean and ready for rebuilding. And people can visit ButteCountyRecovers.org. There's some frequently asked questions there, but we just want to let people know that the fire debris being cleared off the property is just one of the stages. It still has to go through soil sampling, erosion control, and then those documents get sent back to the county for final sign-off. So property owners will be notified if they're in the government program by a letter that will come to the address that is on the right of entry form that they submitted. So if they've changed addresses, they can contact the Right of Entry Center to update that address, but that notification will come from the county. We also notify both the County Building Division and the Town's Building Department so they know that the property is ready to rebuild. And we are seeing permits for rebuilding, so we have about 75 permits that have been applied for, and 16 of those have been issued. And so people can apply for permits even before their property is certified clean. And then those can't be issued, of course, until that property is clean and ready for rebuilding. The county is also working really actively to address trees that are in the public right-of-way that might have the threat to fall into the right-of-way or onto the roads. And there's about 155 miles of road in the county in the burn area that need to be evaluated. 112 miles have been evaluated so far, and almost 5,000 trees have been marked for removal. That removal hasn't started yet. Some of those trees, about 30 of them, that posed an imminent threat have been removed, but those 5,000 trees, and we expect that number to grow, will be removed over the next year by contractors that the county will hire. Also, yesterday, Butte County Public Health issued a press release for residents informing them about some advice that the Division of Drinking Water at the state issued for people who have standing homes or businesses in the fire-affected areas, helping them to understand some of the testing parameters and consideration they should take for their plumbing if they're under a do-not-drink order. So you can visit Public Health's Facebook page or ButteCountyRecovers.org to see that information, because we've gotten a lot of questions about the water quality and what people should do if they're living in homes back in the burn area that are served by those water systems, or if they're trying to get back in and live in their homes or be in their businesses that are in the burn area.
We also have Colette Curtis with the Town of Paradise on the line. Colette, what's the latest from the town?
The town is also really focused on rebuilding and supporting our residents as they rebuild. So far, we've received about 135 applications for rebuilding permits. We have issued 55 building permits so far, and so we're excited about that, and we know that as more and more lots are cleaned, we're going to be seeing that. Although, as Casey mentioned, residents can apply for building permits prior to their lot being cleaned. We just can't issue those permits until the property is certified clean by the county. We also have a council meeting coming up that I wanted to mention. It's going to be on June 25th at 6 p.m., at the Paradise Alliance Church on Clark Road, 6491 Clark Road. And at this meeting, we're going to focus on the recovery plan that we have been honing through our visioning process that we started back in February through group meetings. We've come up with 40 recovery projects. Right now, this is a really general plan, kind of a 30,000-foot view, so that we can put together a plan that allows us to go out and apply for funding for some of those projects. So we encourage anyone who is interested and wants to give input to attend that meeting. You can also go online to our website, www.makeitparadise.org, to find out more about those projects and this recovery plan, and you can give us input online as well.
Justin Jacobs with Cal OES is also on the line. Justin, what's the latest from Cal OES?
The continued good weather allows us in the debris removal specific operations to keep marching forward. As of the end of yesterday, more than 5,000 sites or parcels have now been cleared of fire ash and debris. But importantly, as Casey mentioned, there are additional steps that need to happen prior to the parcel being certified clean, returned to the county, and then starting that, the rebuilding permitting process. We have 151 crews still working throughout the area clearing debris. Of those parcels that have been cleared, more than 1,200 of them have been returned to the county so they can continue forward in that process. And then I would just continue to echo, again, what my colleagues mentioned a couple times earlier is, there's some great information in regard to debris removal, frequently asked questions, and other helpful information for survivors out on ButteCountyRecovers.org. That's where they can also find the public dashboard map that shows the phase two progress, shows all the steps in the debris removal process, and answers some many other questions that they may have.
That was Justin Jacobs with Cal OES, Colette Curtis with the Town of Paradise, Casey Hatcher with Butte County, and Deborah Young with FEMA, speaking about current efforts underway in post-campfire recovery. This call airs on NSPR every Thursday evening at 6:35. If you have questions you'd like to ask any of these entities about post-campfire recovery, you can do so at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.